many nerds, so many nerds is what I like. Inducting and dancing and dying around the mic. They interview cause they got guests and they will school you about comedy, comedy, ha, 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 ha. Comedy nerds, I wanna know all what they know. This is the comedy, comedy nerd show. Comedy, comedy, ha, ha, nerds, ha, ha. What's so funny, they tell you so. Ha, 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 nerds.
Hey guys, this is Dan with the Comedy Nerds. I am here with Free Love Forum, a sketch troupe that just performed at the Friars Club Improv and Sketch Competition. You guys are all from Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, we
and,
are.
And how did you guys find each other and get started doing comedy?
A bunch of the fellas, not me, went to the same middle school together and either met via the AV club or the drama club in middle school. And then I met them in ninth grade when we were all in the same high school. And that same summer of our freshman year, we started a public access TV show where we made original sketches and hung out and filmed in Dieter's basement wearing his mom's clothes and eating Sunday Crunch bars. And every Saturday we had a TV show for an hour.
We would go to the public access TV station in Madison and we did like a live show and then we would throw to the tape sketches that we had done. And the live show was basically like two or three of us hosting at one time. And we would take calls just to eat up time. It was such a horrible idea.
Because I will say, at the time, it felt like, my impression was that it was like a big developmental process. Like, I was learning skills. I was like, yeah, I'm learning how to direct a live show right now.
No, it's true. Yeah, I learned how to direct a show and how to do camera work. I guess, it was cool.
But we did everything ourselves, which is the best part. We were like 14 and we were running cameras and directing and taking calls and hosting. And then we also got called gay a lot.
Sure. And watching our old shows now as an adult, I realized, you know, I walked away with the skills. At the very least, we walked away with some team skills. Yes. Not so much content, but good skills.
Well, I mean, that's great because I also, in high school, I had a sketch troupe. We did a public access show, and you know, we did that for a while until we all decided that we hated each other's guts, and flamed out in an amazing explosion. So, I mean, how do you, I mean, that's just great that you've kept it going for so long. I mean, how do you do it, basically, I guess, the question.
Hating each other has never been an obstacle for us.
It's a creative force. Like, we all know each other's strengths and weaknesses. Mm. And, you know, you can push both of those buttons whenever you want to. Like, there are jokes from high school, like, there are things that we know about each other from high school that we can still just call back, where it's like, oh, yeah, you think you're being really funny right now? Remember in ninth grade where we were on that field trip and we went to Pedro's and you told that joke? Well, that was not funny.
Yeah. Never let anything go. That's really...
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing that I think is cool is that in knowing each other for so long, we all kind of came into our own. And I like to personally think about it like we have superpowers. Because different ones of us, but different ones of us do different things, like directing or writing. Jared is amazing at finances and does our taxes and made us an LLC. But think about it, if it wasn't for that guy liking that stuff, coming into his own to enjoy business, we wouldn't have a production company right now. So we've all kind of complimented each other in what we've found our own niche within. But we've remained a group because I think ultimately when it comes down to it, we just like each other so well and our senses of humor make so much sense together that we've never thought to go anywhere else.
Madison, Wisconsin.
That's how you say it, yeah.
Yep. I'll get to it eventually. It's also where the Onion started. Yep. Was there any? Did you guys know about the Onion before you did that? And was that in any way sort of an inspiration?
Yeah, I think having the Onion in town was like a very. I mean, there was like a sense that you could maybe do comedy semi-professionally, if not professionally. Mm. Growing up, I remember I had two older brothers who like smuggled in copies of like really early Onion into my house. And I remember reading them and I was like, you can print the word fuck? And I was like, wait a minute, they're saying something, but I don't think they mean it.
Right.
And I was like, wait a minute, that's sarcastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a revelation. And so, yeah, I feel like there was a little bit of that community there. And So yeah, I think it gives you the sense that like, oh wait, maybe comedy is an option. Maybe it's something that people actually value. And now Anne actually works.
I work at the Onion now, which is a bizarre full circle because growing up with it, it was something that you would steal on class field trips and read on the bus in the back.
I mean, it was free.
Well, I mean, steal like only older, cool kids in college would read it. But as like a seventh grader, it was like you coveted this periodical that was so funny and lewd and told you, you know, made jokes that you wanted to be making. And to work there now is bizarre and amazing. I think specifically being in Madison, I think it allowed us to know that you could either stay in town and be funny and be yourself, and or you could go outside of Madison and have support from your hometown and still be silly.
And then when they moved to New York, it was like, well, I guess we have to move to New York because that's the only way we're going to make it in this world. So
clearly, yeah, everybody's getting out of this shit.
Yeah.
So you guys did a sketch tonight that I absolutely loved. Well, I loved all your sketches, but it was a sketch based on the Crucible. And as a former theater nerd in high school, I immediately recognized it. But the wife, for some reason, was like a sort of a Brooklyn, I don't know. I was like, probably played like maybe like Marissa Tomei, like in a movie or something. Fantastic. How did you guys come up with that?
Gabe wrote that sketch.
I wrote that sketch.
And you were good at it.
He invented it.
The first play I was in high school as a high school theater nerd was The Crucible. And I was in it, as was Jeremy, who's also in our group, who unfortunately wasn't here tonight. I don't know why recently I started thinking about the language of The Crucible and started thinking that it was really funny. I just started like writing a bunch of weird flowery language.
I also think a thing of Freela Forms is that we really love to take like dramatics and like a very specific type of performance, whether it be an infomercial or a very dramatic play, and we like to take that context and then mess with it and give it either some sort of twist or put somebody within that context that does not belong.
Yeah.
And we just like to overperform and be a very specific kind of genre, whether it is like a film or a TV or a commercial type parody, but then really own it and really use it and really hyper perform what that is and then make it super silly by taking it out of its element or putting somebody who doesn't belong there within it.
Yeah.
Well, I also love there's that comedy thing of like the big build up and then sort of like undercutting it, like, and that, I mean, I was cracking up when you had some long haul speech and then you were just like, he's an asshole. I'm like, that was that was your whole response to the whole long thing that he had set up. It's fantastic. So if you guys had won, which you didn't, spoiler alert, but
oh my god,
wait, what?
We're pre-taping this, but I know what happened.
Well,
Harvick's sailing team won.
We thought they were going to win. They're really good.
We all called that.
Our sailing is not nearly as good.
They are going to make a fun short film.
I mean, we all called it because we wanted them to win.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Nice. That's very modest of you guys. Because I would have been like, fuck those guys if it had been me.
We don't have a very good pack swain is the problem.
Yeah, that's totally true.
But if you had one, what do you have any thoughts of what the movie was going to be? Have you given that any pre-thought?
Really. I don't know. We hadn't really talked about it. I mean, you know, I think we have concentrated a fair amount on video work, and I think, like, we have a fair amount of, like, producers and video editors and things amongst us, and so I feel like we would have done something really fun and cool, and, like, we like to get a little big in our thoughts about video, but I don't really know what it would have been.
We have, like a archive of, like, things that we've never really gotten to or haven't really done full justice to that we probably would have dug through at some point. Mm-hmm. But,
or we may have very well have done like a long arcing kind of like sketch kind of film where everything connects to one another and you see vignettes but they all make sense in the end, or one character kind of follows through. That's kind of our thing that we like the most.
We've got nothing. We have nothing. Oh, we're so lucky. We're so lucky. We don't
Yeah, but that's such a thing. I think we like to do like kind of like semi-narrative sketch stuff. So I'm sure we would have made something that was like a bunch of weird scenes that connected together in some way,
kind of context.
Sorry, that.
No worries.
Or honestly, we would have bought a boat. We would have just bought a boat and gotten out of here.
I
I already made a down payment on a home.
Thinking
we had the $10,000.
And
now Jamar has to make a call to a banker. And this is going to be really uncomfortable.
Dieter, that was a bad decision.
What would they do if you spent it wrong?
Can they take it back? This is what I'm saying. Like, if we literally bought a boat then filmed us on it and, like, sent them a 5-minute video of, like, love the boat!
Thank you, Fryer.
We made it, right? What would they do?
If we had won, we would have to deal with this pressure. I'm glad we didn't, frankly.
I don't know. I miss the fact that we don't have a boat.
Well, I think if you name the boat Thank You Friars Club,
then it's fine, right?
Yeah.
Then it's okay.
Then it would have been just fine.
Great. Well, now I wish we would have won.
$5,000 bottle of champagne to christen it. $5,000 boat, $5,000 champagne.
Thank You Friars Club.
You know, I assume this is your first time you guys have ever been to the Friars Club.
Yes.
First time.
It's so gross.
Dream come true, being kicked out of the Billy Crystal room. Had you guys known much about the Friars Club before this?
I mean, obviously, we know from roast, I do, and I can't speak for everybody else.
I feel like that's the first place you know them from.
But the building in and of itself as an institution is completely new to all of us. And I love it.
It's awesome.
It is amazing in here, you guys, on the radio.
I want to join this club. I just don't know how or what you have to do. Quality.
You have to age 40 years, smoke a cigar, and eat bagels and lox every day of your life.
Make a lot of mother-in-law jokes.
Done.
Check.
Maybe carry a violin.
We were talking about how we know the Friars Club from
UCB.
We're talking about UCB, and what was the other show that had like a good Friars? Seinfeld had a Friars Club. Yeah, we're talking about those episodes.
Sally Jesse Raphael appears to be a friar.
Yes.
God bless her.
Weird.
She can do anything.
I'm sorry, wait. I had to look closer to this image.
Okay, Dieter's leaving the interview.
That's right. Fair enough.
He's gone. Oh, my God.
I've confirmed that it is a picture of Sally Jesse Raphael as a friar. I'm sorry. I didn't know she was a friar.
She was the friar of the year. But, yeah, we're saying, like, that's where we know them from, like.
Can you guys, if you don't mind, go
that way? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. We would love to go into another place.
Look at this stay right here.
Fourth area.
That was the third place we've been kicked out of. That's fine.
Fantastic.
But we're underneath a bust of Frank Sinatra. So all's right with the world.
God damn it.
shit. Oh, yeah. So you guys know about the roasts, obviously. Now, the thing that I love about the idea of, like, the roast is the idea of, like, horribly making fun of your friends. Just because, like, as a young, like, you know, comedy nerd, I just immediately respond to that. Like, that seems like fun. I want to just brutally make fun of my friends as much as possible. And I think the thing that's great about that, and you guys alluded to this before, is the idea of, like, being friends with someone and liking them, but letting them know all the things you don't like about them.
Definitely. We do that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
We can never let each other forget what our deficiencies are. Or what do we like about each other?
Once you know somebody well enough, it becomes easy to, like, play on everybody's weak points, but in a fun way. Like, if you know it's done in love, it's cool. We had a weird, the only roast I've ever been to, not an official Friars roast.
Right.
But we had a friend of ours who was a comedian in Madison.
Right.
Died, which is not super funny. I'm going dark, guys. He was, like, really nice. Like, he kind of helped shepherd us into doing some comedy in Madison. And when he died, another friend of ours organized a posthumous roast. And so it was, like, after his funeral, later that night, we all went to the comedy club where he performed pretty often, and we all just roasted him. And it was awesome. It was clearly what he would have wanted. Yeah. We were all at the comedy club, and we were like, it was like, you'd all say like 10 nasty, dirty things about him, and then you'd like break down crying and say something sweet. And it was like, this is perfect. Like, this guy, like, this is where he lived, and so it's like the right opportunity to, like, just come and, like, really make fun of somebody in the sweetest way possible. And so I kind of like, I like the idea of the Friars Roast. Like, making fun of your friends is what makes you friends, I think.
Well, it's how we communicate, I think, as a group, is that underscoring everything is the fact that we are a family. Like, we vow, all of our parents know each other, we love each other to the end, but the only person who's going to tell you really how you look that day or that you need to shut up right now are the people who know you best. And I think that we know each other well enough that we never take anything personally. And it goes back so far that you can talk about seventh grade and then you can also talk about right now. No, it's true, Dieter. And it's okay. And it's okay because we're always still going to be there. That's the other thing. It's like, it's not going to ever... You can never get mad at somebody who you realize is going to be in your life for the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can be as snarky and as sarcastic as you want because you end up laughing anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I think on that note, we'll wrap it up. Guys, excellent. Thank you so much. Great show tonight. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Let's get kicked out of one more place.
One more
I'm
room.
Going back
let's
to
pretend
Billy.
We get
I'm
kicked out.
I'm going back
out.
To Billy Crystal right now.
Let's fake being kicked out of something.
Okay.
This
right now, like this.
Let's play Oscars. Let's play Oscars.
Screw you guys.
I just got kicked out of the Jaleel White room.
Yeah.
Sucks. That was such a cool room.
Let's go to
Reggie
we
Bell
just
Johnson.
Got kicked out of.
Reggie Bell Johnson. Do it.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. It was fantastic. You've been listening to The Comedy Nerds. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at info@thecomedynerds.com. Check out our website at thecomedynerds.com where you can comment on any past episodes. And if you enjoyed this show, please write a review in iTunes and tell the world how awesome we are. For Dustin and myself, thank you for listening.